Good morning, everybody, and welcome. This is Lizzie and Justin. We are live. It's Sunday morning here in London, and we are live for another week of Turning Towards Life. And we're arriving, having been thrown through various technical kerfuffles on our way here to get ourselves streaming on Facebook. So we're so glad to be here a little bit after we had planned. And I want to say welcome. Well, really welcome to all of us. So well done to us, you and me, Lizzie, for finding our way here. We did it. But also really welcome to all of you. So we're now so far into this project that we have many, many of you who have traveled with us for well over 3 years, and many of you who are joining us week by week. And to all of you, welcome. It's such a privilege to be able to be in this conversation with you, Lizzie, but also to know that we're in conversation with so many others, and that this conversation spawns other conversations all over the place and all over the world. So thank you, everyone, for being with us, whether you're here with us live or listening, as many people do, on the podcast that you can find in all the usual podcast places, or watching on our turningtowards.life website, or finding us on YouTube, or whatever it is that you're doing. Thank you for making yourselves available to this and open to this, and for being in alongside us and around us.
Thanks, Justin. And just to say, this source, which completely blew me away when I read it, is from the lovely Yasmina Zoukan, who is a lovely and committed friend of Third Space and all of this work that we do in the world. And I just want to say thank you, Yasmina, for letting us be part of this and for seeing it in a way where, as I understand it, you experience this as continuing the flow of love between you and us and the world. And it feels a real gift to be able to be in receipt of your writing, and just a really big thank you that we have this today. It's very beautiful and meaningful, and I'm so glad that the experience is going to happen for you, which has happened for Justin and I, which is when our work, if we write a poem or a piece of writing or something, enters into this space, it's like we receive the work once again for ourselves in a whole different way as it's read to us. And as we read this to you, please know that we are reading it to you and to everyone else, and that we hope you receive it from this angle in a whole different way, and that it continues to grow in you as all this wonderful good poetry does, because we talk about it and we reflect on it and we deepen into what it's really saying. So you're very welcome here, Yasmina, and everyone else. This is a gift from her to all of us. So I'm going to read. And it says, "When the unexpected hit comes, allow its raw violence to force the air out of your lungs from the inside out. Let it shatter your heart into a million pieces. Watch it blow your center away like it was nothing, nothing more than a dune in a desert sand. Fall into nothingness as you feel the ground being pulled under you. Be still as a sailing boat on a windless sea, and surrender to the one who created you the first time. To him we belong and to him we return, and only he creates us again and again. Each time more beautiful. Surrender and witness his work of making you whole again, and flow in his mercy and love. And love."
I want to add my thanks to Yasmina for writing this and letting it into this conversation. Such a joy to have you here with us, Yasmina. And then say to all of us, maybe if you happen to be in the middle of something whilst you're listening to this, now would be, might be a really good time just to pause. If you're walking, maybe you could stop. If you're washing the dishes, maybe you could set them aside. And for all of us, maybe just let yourself settle for a moment. And I partly say this because these are powerful words, and we can all maybe see what it's like to let them in. when the unexpected hit comes, allow its raw violence to force the air out of your lungs from the inside out. Let it shatter your heart into a million pieces. Watch it blow your center away like it was nothing more than a dune in a desert sand. Fall into nothingness as you feel the ground being pulled under you. Be still as a sailing boat on a windless sea, and surrender to the one who created you the first time. To him we belong and to him we return. And only he creates us again and again, each time more beautiful. Surrender and witness his work of making you whole again, and flow in his mercy and love. And love.
Thank you, Justin. So as I hear this, just in that moment of being really still and listening to you, Justin, it's like I feel beautifully, gently guided through a process. And it's so welcome to feel this guidance, to feel this thread of how to walk and wander through when things really hurt. And I feel so held by there being a narrative for this. I think it can feel so disorienting and like I'm so lost when the unexpected hits. It's like it kind of, I feel this week I've been describing what it's felt like to be kind of shot into oblivion. Like, you know, when you don't feel tethered anymore, like something really is really painful. And I keep thinking of that moment in, I think that film's called Gravity with Sandra Bullock in it, and she gets kind of cut from the main section and she's just floating in space and doesn't have any orientation. That's often how I feel when things really hurt and I feel wounded and like kind of searing kind of pain. And so this week when I reached for this poem in amongst feeling really hurt, I felt like I had a story for it. I said, oh, this is where I am. So I felt like I could say, oh yes, the ground has been pulled from under me. My center was nothing, didn't mean anything. Right now it means nothing to me because it's gone and I can't feel it. And it felt like the shattering into a million pieces was right there. And it was raw and it felt violent. And the air was forced from my lungs. Like it felt a complete story for me. So those first, four verses, I thought, wow, well, yes. And then the next bit was the kind of now what? Ah, yes, I can be still here. Oh, and I can surrender. But as it went on, it became more and more helpful to me because the disorientation and the emotion and the hurt needed something to hold it in a way. And so Yasmina's poem was this beautiful articulation of how that holding might look and feel and how it might be said as an invitation to each of us when this happens. And I think broadly, this happens to us a lot. You know, humans are in this a lot. And so to have a poem that really meets us there and really helps, that we could read in the midst of that raw, violent at sea-ness, feels like a proper gift that Yasmina's given us. And I am certainly in deep receipt of this in terms of how compassionate it is and also how it led me through and is leading me through something really hard. That's really beautiful and really timely and really significant to have a thread that we can follow when this happens, like a poem to reach for when everything's falling apart and I don't know what to do and I hurt and it's raw and horrific. This is the poem I can reach for. Mm.
So beautifully said, Lizzie. And the way you're talking about it reminds me of how often when something like this happens, I lose track of possibilities for responding. Like I know that my body has such well-rehearsed contracting away from life in responses in the midst of what's unexpected or shocking or hurtful. And I was thinking whilst you were talking about it, and your way of talking about it got me onto, let me go back a step. So hearing you read Yasmina's words was enormously arresting for me. I could feel at the beginning of the poem big things stirring in me, because this really expresses very powerfully that feeling of being caught by the blow of something or caught by the surprise of something. And I immediately started thinking about the biggest things that happen in our lives, the biggest losses, the biggest shocks. But I realized actually also, Lizzie, whilst you were talking, that very often the things that for me are, where Yasmina says, when the unexpected comes, let its violence force the air out of your lungs. Actually, small things can feel that way too. Mm-hmm. Like reading, it's happened for me this week, reading a conversation between some other people in a WhatsApp group that I was in that sort of implicated me and the way I'd done something sort of obliquely, and my frightened parts of me that go, I've done something terrible, I won't belong, and the ashamed parts of me that, and anyway, all of that came up, and there's like even in that, there's an inner violence that happens. And I know that one way that I can go with that is into something as terrible as happening, fight it, and I fight myself and I fight the other people, and I'm sort of stirred up into both a contraction away from myself and a sort of pushing away of everything else. It's so helpful to have another possible story here. And maybe what's called for is to fall, let myself fall, let myself feel my center being blown away, let myself fall into the awareness that there's no ground to stand on. There never really is.
Mm-hmm.
And to let myself be still. And in the stillness, if we'll really let ourselves be still and wait in the middle of it, I'm really with Yasmina that when we let ourselves surrender, sometimes what we find ourselves in contact with is something extraordinarily loving.
Mm.
Something we can really rely on, that something which made us and makes us and remakes us. And my sense is that something is something that is also of us and inside us as well as around us. That if we'll let ourselves fall in enough, we discover the part of us that is, when Yasmina talks about the one who created you for the first time, that of that that is here, that is that.
Yeah.
We can sometimes let ourselves fall that way.
Mm-hmm.
And in the midst of that, we find ourselves undone of our certainties and our reactivity and our the grasping kind of reaction that comes from being in things. And then a whole world of possibility opens up, the most important one being love.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel very faithful in this moment to our being made again and again, each time more beautiful. Because when I look at all the times I've hurt and felt, as you say, even the micro things, as well as the macro big blows. There is a remadeness. Like, it's clear in retrospect that that was always going to happen, and it always has happened. And it's possible. It's always possible. And so this making whole again seems to me a really important context into which we also might trust so that we can feel. Like, if I can go into life in the knowledge that I can be remade again and again in my wholeness, I feel way more courage to feel the thing that needs to be felt rather than pretending it's not happening or pushing it away or being in some kind of next to itness. But the way that I could feel and be fully in and process properly and fully in the raw violence of something feels very held by this understanding of being remade. Like, there will be something that will come to meet me in my brokenness, which is beyond this, and which is also holding all of this as it happens, which I might not be aware of, because in the moment it feels all consuming to be in the hurt and the horror and the wound. But it is always there, in spite of how far away we feel from it. This presence, this love, this wholeness is much bigger than my experience of my pain or my difficulty or my woundedness. And so in my non-wounded moments, it feels important to cultivate my relationship to this wholeness so that I have the courage to feel it all. I have the courage to keep feeling and trusting and keep feeling and trusting whatever process I'm in the knowledge that there is a place to return to and a wholeness to be remade again and again, each time more beautiful, and to accept all of it as part of our forging. You know, we get hammered around by life in all kinds of ways, but it makes us, it's like there's a making happening as well. So I can feel the really beautiful context that this poem sets for our growth and our development, which is that we can trust in the remaking, we can trust in the beauty and in this surrender, we can make contact with that quite efficiently, actually. You know, I can feel it in myself. Like, if in the moment I'm fighting the experience of being hurt, it's very different to surrendering to being hurt. And in the surrender, it almost allows the process to flow more gracefully with this mercy that Yasmina is speaking about. And if I can breathe and allow and trust, it's a much different experience than if I'm saying this shouldn't be happening to me and this isn't right and it's not fair, all of those things I can find going on. But if I can surrender to the depth of the feeling and let it unfold in the knowledge of being remade and let it flow for however long it needs to flow, it's like I'm really aligned with and understanding of the fact that this is a learning experience and it's okay. And then in turn, in that okayness I'm seeing in this moment, I can then be with your process too. Because when I've come out the other end of this, from this top of the poem to the bottom of the poem, and then you're in the top of the poem, I know the bottom of the poem really well. And so my bottom of poem can help your top of poem just be in it and allow it and be together in it without me trying to do something, which I would also do to myself if I didn't know the end part of the poem for us both.
That's such fantastic language, Lizzie, about how to read Yasmina's work is whether we read it from the top, noticing when we're at the top and when we're at the bottom of the poem, when we're at the end of letting ourselves witness the work of making whole again and flow in the mercy that's here and love and love because of that. We're well equipped to be of support to the parts of ourselves and the parts of other people that are in the blow and the trauma of the unexpected coming. So I really, really appreciate a sort of a way of, you're giving a way of having these words live and be of use in our lives, be something more than the very beautiful language that it is, but to be a way that we can work with situations and work with ourselves. And I was really struck by something that you said about when we say this shouldn't be happening and what surrender might be, because there are things in the world that shouldn't be happening. There are things that we do to one another and things that we do to ourselves that are cruel and hurtful and unnecessary. And there's lots that we can do to have those things not happen in ourselves and to have those things not happen in our world, in the world. And so whenever I read about surrender, and not just read about surrender, wonder about surrender, for me, it has to be something, it clearly can't just be becoming inert, just being something that's blown around by the desert winds. And the sense that came to me whilst you were talking is that when we're very small, when we're very small and we are overwhelmed by what happens, we learn, as we all are in our lives, from small things and from big things. I think that that's where we learn this contracting away from the world, you know, the necessary keeping ourselves safe by contracting away from the world or cutting parts of us off, all the things that you have to do when the thing that's happening is too big. Mm-hmm. But there comes a point in our lives where we're big enough. And when we're big enough, the move to make is to find that of ourselves that is the bottom of the poem. Because there, of course, there will be parts of us, whatever happens, whether it's something really traumatic or a thread in a WhatsApp group, there will be parts of us that are going, this is too much, this is too much, this shouldn't be happening, this shouldn't be happening, this is too much. And we can identify with those parts and find ourselves lost and re-traumatized and re-traumatizing ourselves. But sometimes we have the option of doing exactly what Yasmina says, which is letting what's happened happen. And when our certainty that we're tiny gets blown away, when it's sort of paradoxical to find that when we get blown away as if we were nothing more than a dune in desert sand and we fall into nothingness, we can very often find how vast we are, mm-hmm. and how not separate we are from anyone else and anything else that's living, and not separate we are from the whole existence that brought us into being. So in a way, I when I follow the flow from top to bottom of Yasmina's words, I feel like the loving background to everything that parts of me aren't onto gets brought back into picture, and I have much, much more of a chance of responding to the world rather than being caught up in the tiny, the still small, still fearful, still I can't cope with life, still this shouldn't be happening parts. And I can find that of me that goes, maybe this shouldn't be happening, but this is what's happening. Mm. Now what?
I felt myself really taken by the little mention you made of being blown around in the desert storm when you were speaking about surrendering and what it means. And I feel like it's also really important to make the distinction between being blown around in a desert storm and then just connecting to what you were saying about being big enough. what I can find in the word surrender is that surrendering isn't to be blown around, but to let something blow through you. Like to stop fighting it, but it doesn't then take you off your feet because we're big enough now. We can hold our feet on the ground and let something blow through us and have its way with us, but not knock us over. That's what I feel from this invitation from Yasmina when I read the line and create and surrender to the one who created you the first time. It feels like in our own inner worlds, there's something to be trusted that we can surrender to. And so when you said, you know, we're big enough now, I was imagining what it's like to surrender, which doesn't mean to let everything be wrong without doing anything, but more in a kind of inner experience way, when something really, really difficult happens, or we hear something that we disagree with, or whatever the experience is, to surrender and let it fully affect us, to let it blow through us, really find its way in us, and to still feel this wholeness and trust. From there, a different kind of action is also possible too. Like to have really surrendered to something and then act because you know what it really is inside and what the experience has really, really been, feels really important to the right kind of action in the world. That's filled with something deeper than just a fight. There might be some fight in it, but actually there's a depth in it that also has awareness beyond the fight. Like what actually has to happen, for example, you know, some kind of centered logic maybe, rather than just the reactivity of it. So I'm making this connection between really truly surrendering to an inner experience of something happening. And then out of that gets born a different kind of action than would have been if we hadn't let it really affect us. And the depth of the place the action can come from feels really different if we really surrender and let it wash through us and take up temporary place while it's washing through of all of our bodies. Like, let this experience have me, because I trust I'll come out the other end of it. And when I'm at the other end of it, it would have really affected me. And that's okay, because I'm going to be remade. And then in the remaking, that experience will still be a memory. It will still be with me. And from there, I can act. And from there, I can put things in place that have that thing not happen again or something. But it feels such a beautiful invitation to let this world affect us. Really. And then see what gets born in our actions, and letting our actions come from a place of having really been blown through of whatever the thing is. And that's what I feel the really beautiful deep invitation I'm receiving from Yasmina now is. And it's very beautiful, and particularly I can find real meaning in it for myself and the process that I'm in at the moment. It gives me much more chance of having it not happen again, or doing something so other people don't have to experience it, from a much centered place, if I let it really wash through me rather than letting all my defenses dictate the conversations I have about it.
One of the things that's really striking me from the way you're speaking, Lizzie, and from Yasmina's world, words, are that to know ourselves. So the way that Yasmina writes is about the one to whom we belong, to whom we return, who creates us again and again, each time more beautiful. And the way that you're talking about it, which of course is related to that, is that there's, that if we will learn to let what's happening blow through us, we can be remade by it. We can be brought into contact with life. And they both rely on a bigger sort of like a meta narrative about our lives, that we are made for this world, that we're not strangers in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems so true to me, whatever language we choose to put around it, that we are beings that are born of this existence in which we find ourselves is what brought us into, we got brought into existence in this existence. We're not from the outside of it. We're from the inside of it. We're expressions of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to forget that. That's what I find when I'm contracting away. It's like, oh, it's sort of like I'm an alien. This shouldn't be happening. I shouldn't be here. I can't. There's nothing of me that can respond to this. I'm contracted away from life, and it's a giant defensive move. And actually, the first move, practically speaking, the first move for me to get untangled, when I can get untangled, which is not always, is to notice that I'm contracting. It's like, oh, mm-hmm. look at that. I'm sort of witnessing my own defensiveness, witnessing my own feeling what's going on in my body. That's the beginning of I'm in this as if I don't belong. And then the end, that's the what's the word? That's the movement in Yasmina's words, is to remind us that we belong, that we're of this and we're of whatever's happening. And we're of the experience that we're having is of us and of our shared existence, and it's of our heritage. You know, everything that we feel didn't just arrive now, it came because of the process, the unfolding process of everything that's come before us. So if we can know that we belong in this creation that created us the first time, that we return to, that creates us again and again, each time more beautiful, and we can surrender in that way, then our capacity to respond, as you say, with whatever's called for, with the fight that's called for, or with the listening that's called for, or with the longing that's called for, or with the art that's called for, or with, you know, the list is infinitely long. Knowing that that's the heritage that is given to us from being the kinds of beings we are, in the kind of relational field that we're in, with the kind of bodies that we have, all of that.
Yeah, thank you for all of that. Oh, this feels like such a beautiful invitation for us all. And I want to thank you again, Yasmina, for bringing this to us and for us being allowed to speak about it here together. And Justin, thank you for, as ever, us speaking with each other and finding words to express all of this. For all of us, it's a really beautiful process for me, and I think that's probably the time that we're going to end. And so we'll be back next week on Sunday again at 9 a.m. London time, and in the meanwhile we wish you a very wonderful Sunday. Maybe you're not listening on a Sunday, whatever day it is, have a wonderful day, and we'll come back next Sunday for the next episode of Turning Towards Life.
Yeah, thanks everyone.
Thanks everybody.
Bye-bye.